I'm Sean Crawford. This week, the Illinois State Board of Education released preliminary results for what's known as the PARC test. That's a test that was taken by 3rd through 8th graders and also some high schoolers back in the spring. We've asked our education desk reporter Dusty Rhodes to help make sense of all of this, and I guess the first question is, how bad were the results?
Well, the results kind of sound horrible. The kids took tests in two subjects last year. Actually, they took two rounds of testing in two subjects, math and English language arts literacy. About 37% got scores high enough to meet the language arts standards, but the math scores were a lot lower, like they were under 30%. But these results are just the overall state average, the aggregate from kids who took the test online. A lot of kids took the test on paper and pencil. So, the numbers will change a little bit. And we'll find out how the individual districts did about 6 weeks from now, the end of October. We won't get results on individual kids until the end of November. So basically, the news sounds bad, but it's not surprising.
When you give those types of numbers, it makes me think that kids may be really far behind. Are they that far behind, or, you know, is the test just too hard?
Our kids are not that far behind. Based on NAEP scores, I'd say Illinois kids aren't much different from kids in any other state. NAEP is the acronym for National Assessment of Educational Progress. It's a much older standardized test that's given to a random sampling of students nationwide every other year. It's a whole different kind of test. PARC is a brand new kind of test. It's like you don't just choose an answer. You also have to show why you chose that answer. And you should also keep in mind that this is the very first testing round. So it's establishing a baseline for the PARC test. And it's the first test of these new Common Core standards. Well, in Illinois, they're called Illinois Learning Standards. So everybody's still getting used to this new way of teaching and this new way of testing. And Tony Smith, the state superintendent, he warned everybody in advance that the scores would be low. But he seemed really eager to release them. No other state has announced theirs yet. Illinois is the first state to release the scores.
Now, this came up and were announced at the State Board of Education meeting. What did the board have to vote on at that meeting?
Well, they just had to approve the levels. It's called cut scores, and those had already been set. Over the summer, for about 3 weeks, these panels of teachers from all the states that use PARC got together and did this very complicated analysis where they decide what score would count as exceeding expectations, meeting expectations. You know, they've got like five categories that go all the way down. And so they did three rounds of analysis to establish these scores. And it's interesting that after the second round, they got to see what's called impact data. And impact data is how the levels would shake out. So how many kids would be in each category. And this was for all the states that gave the test, not just Illinois. And after they saw that data, they actually adjusted some criteria to make it a little tougher. And then they gave those results to the chiefs. That's what they called them at this meeting, at the board meeting. But it's basically the superintendents from each of the states that use PARC. And the chiefs tweaked it a little bit further. We don't know how. And they promised that they would all use the same cut scores. So the board, the Illinois State Board of Education, just had to vote yes or no. So they voted yes.
And they just approved the cut scores.
Right. But actually, one board member brought up the fact that that term made him uncomfortable because he said it sounds like kids are not good enough. So they're going to call them threshold scores. One board member was really missing the old ISAT results where you could see where your kid ranked in relation to other kids. So it would say, like, your kid scored better than 85% of students or whatever. And these results, they're not really phrased that way. So Superintendent Smith pointed out that the old test and the old system must have had problems because kids would graduate and not be able to cut it at college. And that's kind of the whole point of Common Core and PARC, is to get kids to learn these critical thinking skills that will help them succeed in college.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about the Common Core standards, and there's even been efforts to try to do away with that in Illinois, but that's not going to happen, and these test results are not going to lead to that, at least at this point. They are moving forward, correct?
They plan to move forward, yeah. Now, the PARC test next year will be shorter. That was one huge complaint about it this year, was it It took days and days to take that test.
That was Dusty Rhodes, our education desk reporter, talking about the latest scores from the new PARC test in Illinois.